New episode of Klein Alley Show is about to begin, but before that can happen, Alley, let's tell the people what they need to know.
You mean about San Bernardino International Airport?
Of course I'm talking about the San Bernardino International Airport. Easy, close, and not LAX.
And parking is always just $5 a day, which means it is El Cheapo approved.
Fly nonstop to Provo, Utah for all the skiing, snowboarding, or wives you can handle.
And of course you can fly into my hometown of San Francisco. San Bernardino International Airport. When airports smell great.
Ta-da-da.
This is the world-famous K-Rock.
Yeah, hell yeah, welcome to your Monday morning here, K-Rock. If you're just joining us a moment ago, Ellie and I both took pills on the air. Hers was a prenatal, which means she is currently with baby. Congratulations, Ellie.
Yes,
she is pregnant.
Thank you.
IVF, what a journey. And I'm starting to feel... I don't feel anything yet from the pill I took, but I can feel that I have already regretted this decision because I remembered all of the many things that I'm supposed to do after the show today.
And we are both altered.
We are both altered. I would trade you for the baby right now inside of me, but instead I've taken magic. So we'll see what shakes loose with me a little bit later.
Take another one.
I'm
no.
Not taking another magic. I mean, I will. If, let's see how this one feels, and then maybe once one starts feeling
no
good.
No way. Maybe in an hour.
I'll start taking the other magic later. We got to give this trip away to go see Foo Fighters in Nashville. A lot of people are sitting on that list waiting to find out if they're going to have a great Monday as well. So let's go ahead and call someone and make their life instantly better as part of K-Rock's Road Trip USA. And then we have another destination and another band to tell you all about. So let's go ahead and do that before we get into the ADD news. We're a little behind because Allie wanted everyone to celebrate her and her womb and the baby inside of her. And it does feel like it's a team effort. In fact,
it really does.
On the text line, I'm losing these messages now because there's so many people sending you love. But someone had said that I have never wanted my own baby in my life, not planning on having kids. But I was so rooting for Allie, and it was exciting to almost feel like I got the excitement that someone would feel when they found out they were pregnant. And they don't have to deal with any of it. They don't have to pay for college. They don't have to buy diapers. They don't have to change a diaper. They get to just live vicariously through you.
Yeah, that's nice. And also, I shout out to the people who just didn't care.
Right.
This entire time.
Said,
which
move along.
I get that,
boring.
Too.
That was from Jake, by the way, who said that. So, that's right.
310 said, congrats, Allie. We are going to do a street takeover like when the Dodgers won.
Oh,
just
yeah.
Just for you.
That's amazing. Well, let's make
what
that happen.
What flag do you hold up for that?
Well, who knows? For you? Probably one of them rainbow ones, I guess.
I guess.
Let's go ahead and make someone's life better right now. You'll be traveling, not around the world this time, but somewhere else in America, as we say. A happy birthday, America, coming up. It's a Road Trip USA. And this winner is going to not only get to go see Foo Fighters, they will get to experience Nashville and all the glory that is Nashville, Tennessee. Apparently, people like to move there and then like to tell us why it's so much better than L.A. And then they come back here like 3 years later. And they say, God, I missed L.A. We say good morning and congratulations to, hopefully this person answers. If not, we got a lot of names on this list.
Oh.
Hi, is this Vanessa from Northridge?
Yes.
Hi, we're live on K-Rock right now. Good morning.
Oh, my God. Good morning.
My name's Klein. That is Allie.
Hello.
Hi, good morning. I recognize your voice.
We're calling with some news.
Mm-hmm.
Let's start with the obvious news that you clearly missed this morning. Allie's pregnant.
What? Oh, my God. Are you serious?
You're not responsible financially for the baby.
It's not yours.
It's not why we're telling you.
And the second reason we are calling is much more impactful for you, and that is that you will be seeing Foo Fighters in Nashville.
Oh, my God. Are you serious?
Yeah, you won.
You've officially moved from the list that you were on to the actual boarding trip or whatever we're saying.
Oh, that's amazing. Thank you.
Hey, you're very welcome. Hold on 1 second. Congratulations.
Okay. Thank you. Congratulations to you, Allie.
Okay, let's not make this about Allie. It's your time to shine. So congratulations. You're the winner. Come back after Lincoln Park with your ADD news, and we'll tell you where you'll be heading to. What an exciting time to be alive. Good morning. Welcome to your K-Rock on a Monday. Good vibes all over the place. Final week of school for LAUSD and for others. Enjoy your summer with the news that Allie now has life growing inside of her, which means we've just increased our audience by at least one person forced to listen. And we will take that as we hashtag grow the show. Just gave away this trip to go see Foo Fighters in Nashville. Congratulations, Vanessa Northridge. But you're thinking, what does that have to do with me? I'm listening. I've won nothing. Well, that's all about to change. We have another trip to tell you about right now. It is destination number 3 on K-Rock's Road Trip USA. And this time you'll be heading to Virginia Beach, which I know if you live on the West Coast and grew up here, you don't know what that is, but I did grow up in the DMV, which is the District of Columbia, Maryland, Virginia area, and Virginia Beach.
Oh my God, that's so sad.
Very sad.
That's what it's called. You grew up in the DMV.
I know. Incredibly sad and named appropriately, but I will say that Virginia Beach is a great time. And it's one of the first places I learned about that has drive-through alcohol places called brew-throughs. I don't know if those are still open now. I think there was probably a conflict of interest with all the DUIs, but you used to be able to literally drive through In-N-Out style, and they would just have a giant cooler that you would point to, and someone would give you your 40s or whatever, your Mickey's grenades, whatever you wanted, and you could go ahead and bring that stuff with you to whatever beach hang you were going to do. So Virginia Beach is a fun place. It's the other side of the country. We will send you there. And when you go there, you'll be seeing a perfect beach band. That is destination number 3, Sublime, Virginia Beach. And we get you on that list starting at 9 a.m. And I believe you'll have opportunities to win that trip, 9, noon, 3, and 6. And just for getting on the list this week, we will also give you guaranteed tickets to see Sublime again right here in San Diego. Happening at the Field of Dreams in Southern California. So you get to go to that show. We were giving away tickets to that last week. So just for qualifying to see them in Virginia Beach, you will guaranteed get some Sublime tickets right here in Southern California at 9, noon, 3, and 6. First chance to win in less than an hour. Right now, though, a pregnant woman with your news.
Grab your Adderall. It's time for ADD News.
The Knicks game 3 is tonight. Everybody loves an underdog story, clearly. The embryo I chose was the underdog, and
sure
it hit.
Was.
And now the Knicks are up to nothing. They have not won a championship in, I think, over 50 years. Money is being spent like crazy. It is currently about $5,000 for the cheapest ticket for tonight's game.
Well, that went down because I saw they were north of $9,000.
Oh, my God.
And I think that the tickets for the next game, which if they win tonight could be the, quote, you know, championship
last game, right,
are, like, starting. It's like $13,000 just to even get in the building.
And then I saw that there was a seat next to or near Spike Lee that was going for $45,000 or something like that. But the state of New York, it will make about $1 billion off of the series regardless when it comes to ticket sales, merch, tourism, and all that stuff. And New Yorkers have been celebrating in the most New York way possible by getting stabby. A guy stabbed 5 people at Penn Station over the weekend. They're all in the hospital, and the guy was caught, thankfully, after a manhunt. Also, the watch party outside of Madison Square Garden has been canceled.
I'm from New York!
Yeah, Fat Joe will be there.
We're from the home of a terrorist. Yes, I'm from New York!
I don't know how he has the money to sit that close.
No, that's a good question. I mean, I would imagine
he's like in the owner's box with the owner of the team sometimes.
Well, that's not a money move. That's a connection move. Probably didn't cost him anything. Because some of those seats, like, I wonder about, like, is Ben Stiller or Timothy Chalamet, are they paying for those seats on the floor?
Well, that was my question, because
gifts?
Timothy Chalamet is on in courtside at every single game.
Every game, as is Ben Stiller. And they were even courtside at the games in San Antonio. So they're able to get on the floor and it doesn't even matter.
Yeah,
the venue.
I wonder if it's like, oh, you know, the first person who buys the tickets, or is it just invite only? Like, here's your opportunity to buy another courtside seat because they still have to pay, right? It's not like they're just getting it for free.
I think the Knicks have explained before on their, quote, celebrity row that if you're a big enough celebrity that they think it adds to the overall entertainment value of it, that sometimes your tickets are, I think, comped or greatly discounted, maybe.
Well, the watch party outside of Madison Square Garden was canceled for security reasons because the president will be going to the game. And he was at the last Knicks finals appearance in 1999 along with some of these other celebrities. Here are the shout-outs that happened in 1999 when they did not win but were at the NBA championship.
As usual, plenty of familiar faces at the Garden for a big playoff game. Evander Holyfield, who must not be in training. Earlier, I saw him wolf down 2 hot dogs. Ben Stiller, AFK Jr. And upstairs, Tiger Woods. 2 Saturday Night Live alums who've gone on to movie stardom. Adam Sandler and Billy Crystal. And Woody Allen.
Half of those people have been canceled.
Man, that was a real questionable jumbotron right there. Got a lot of mugshots going up there on the old jumbotron.
I know. So it has been quite a while. Of course, everybody loves the underdog story, and I think a lot of people are rooting for the Knicks. Okay. Now, when it comes to being a hero, sometimes they say don't try to be a hero. Other people will go out of their way to be a good Samaritan, and then they become heroes regardless of whether or not they're going to get anything in return. And one man tried to help somebody that he thought was in distress on the side of the road. And this is just a little warning to anybody who wants to help. Sometimes it will backfire. Doesn't mean you shouldn't do it, but this is what happened to this guy.
I saw a car crash. I saw a door open. So being a good person, any human being would see, you would just pull over to check.
As Hamilton parks his Tesla, the man in the red t-shirt appeared to be lying motionless on the ground next to a white Lexus that had slammed into a guardrail.
I rolled down my window. Hey, are you okay? Are you okay? No response. So I'm thinking, this person's dead. So I open up my car door. As soon as I opened that car door, he was off that ground.
This video from a camera in his car shows the man hop on the hood of the Tesla, and he starts stomping on the windshield.
Oh. He pulled me out of my car. As I was falling backwards, he was jumping off the roof on top. And that's when he started kicking and pummeling me. I know on the back of my head, they counted 8 different bumps, plus the kicks to the jaw, which I can finally today, I'm able to eat a thin sandwich.
He said, finally, now he's able to eat a sandwich.
That's how I like to talk about recovery from all things.
A thin sandwich.
Just what type of sandwich?
A thin sandwich.
I'm in the meatball hoagie phase of recovery, so I feel pretty good.
And if you wondered, there is a GoFundMe for this man.
Yeah.
And if you're a good Samaritan, you can help the good Samaritan who tried to help somebody. And
what was the purpose of
I think he was just
guy?
Crazy, but I don't know. I think people stage those accidents to try and get money and stuff, but it wasn't like he hit another person. He hit a guardrail. Yeah. Was just lying there, pretending to lie there.
There was that big thing they said recently about if someone falls down near an ATM, you're not supposed to help them up because that's part of a big scam where like people like pretend to pass out by ATMs.
What if someone actually has an accident near an ATM?
Don't do it. Don't do it because that was like a big thing that was going around where you go to like help the person up and then someone else would like quickly grab your card or take money out you wouldn't know or something.
I mean, you even think of this traditional scary movie like try to pull the car over and ask for help. Why would anybody even do that anymore?
Right.
Because you're thinking, especially in L.A., you're going, this is definitely, I'm being set up for something.
Sure.
I better just keep driving.
Even the joys of picking up a hitchhiker. It was just a fun conversation, maybe some sexual favors. And then that turned scary,
too.
Someone
had to ruin it with murder.
Right.
All right, and we'll counteract the sports story with an update on the Tony Awards. Schmigadoon won for Best Musical. The producer thanked Apple for canceling season 3 of Schmigadoon so that they could pick it up and turn it into a Broadway musical. And, of course, with Broadway, everything is just remounted, and it's not really about original ideas anymore. So the remount of Death of a Salesman won, and Laurie Metcalf, John Lithgow are all Tony winners now because they have to hire celebrities to headline these musicals and plays now.
If you thought that
you
thought that was gay, you just wait because when we get back, Vanessa's back at Pride over the weekend, and we have another round of this.
I have another guy here. What is your name?
Jalen.
Jalen, name one team playing in the NBA.
Can he do it? This is very exciting, and we'll get into another round of gay or nay from the heart of...
The game is just a formality.
The game is really irrelevant at this point. It's just, can Vanessa anger gay people enough where they storm off?
Or confuse them
That'll be coming up after this quick break on K-Rock. Go nowhere, and here's the update for the trip you'll be taking next. Well, I'm very excited about this. Not necessarily Pride Month, which we're in the middle of right now. Congratulations, Ally celebrated by having a baby. The most straight hetero thing you can do is have a baby, and she did it with her lesbian wife and a tank of semen and then some IVF and science at its finest. And it was a lot of men responsible for helping to get Allie pregnant, including this man right here that gave her steak every day.
I like the people that were congratulating you on the text line.
It's a big win.
And
big
I believe you called your kids and they asked if you were the one who got me pregnant.
They were very excited for you, Allie. My kids have been caught up in the journey as well. They really want you to get pregnant, but they were convinced that the only way it's possible is because I must have somehow gotten you pregnant. But I assure you,
I think that's what my kid thinks too.
So anyway, a very exciting day today at K-Rock. That's right. If you're just joining us, Allie found out that the B embryo, the B team embryo, the underdog.
I knew it. I knew I should go with that one.
Has actually worked. You can listen to one of the old Showtime episodes where we were breaking down exactly which embryo should she go with. The one that the doctor said was the healthiest, best one, or the one that was like, eh. And we're like, you got to go with the eh.
Got to go with the eh. I mean, we're the eh.
We're the eh.
We're a couple of ehs.
We put the eh in Radiant. So here we are. Here is, listen closely now. Vanessa was back at Pride this weekend, and this is something we did last year. She didn't think it went well. We thought it was probably the greatest moment. I think this may have actually won
best moment
of the show that we played at the end of last year. Yeah. So when we sent her back, she said, guys, it's not going to be as good because lightning doesn't strike twice. And she also told us that everyone understood everything she said, which is why I start with this.
What? One team playing in the A finals. What's her name? What?
So the question...
What one team playing in the A?
What is that?
The question she was supposed to ask in this first question of gay or nay is, can they name one team playing in the NBA finals? And this is how that question came out.
What one team playing in the A finals? What's her name? What's the name?
Wait, say that again?
Give me a name.
What's the attitude there?
Can we be clear? This is towards the end of the night. So the vocabulary is already bad.
I mean, you left out two of the three letters in NBA.
And then got mad at him for not knowing.
And you have no patience at this point? You're like, over it?
And this guy's clearly super gay because he goes like, can you ask that again? Like he's
and she's
so,
like, just shut up and answer the question.
Just give me a name.
What one team? Playing in the A finals. What's her name? What's the name?
Wait, say that again?
Wait, say that again? I got none of that.
Give me a name. Who is Scottie Schieffer? Scottie Schieffer?
Damn, I have no motherfucker.
So this guy is already very confused by Vanessa, and understandably, she claims that was later in the day, so we should not hold that against her.
Way to confuse and disorient the gays on one of their most fun weekends of the year.
Yeah, she made it very unfun. So we decided if that was where it ended, let's go back to the beginning, because at the beginning, she must have been a lot more coherent. So this is the first person she chatted with, and let's see if there's any difference here. It's time for the return of the 2026 edition of Gay or Nay. You're going to hear a person answer some questions that Vanessa approached at Pride, and you just have to try to figure out, based on their answers, do we think that they are gay or not? Straight person there celebrating or just a confused tourist?
I think the new game should just be, can they answer Vanessa's questions?
That's a much better game. And here we go with our first contestant.
First question, what is your name?
So that one
should be... Can they
answer?
What? Just give me a name!
What if the person's name was Scottie Schieffer?
David.
Hi, David.
All right, so listen, she got that guy.
Name one team playing in the NBA Finals.
The Nets.
The Nuts, he said.
They're playing every year.
It's always the Nuts. But we're not going to play with David, because even Vanessa said that David... She was too drunk for that. So she wanted us to go to our first interview of the day. So this is our real first contestant and the only contestant we're going to have time for in today's edition of Gay or Nay.
I have another guy here. What is your name?
Jalen.
Jalen, name one team playing in the NBA Finals.
Nice job.
I'm a Dino?
Okay, Dino.
So... She's already confused. There's a language barrier right out of the gate.
She thinks it's him bringing it up.
Yeah. She said, name one team.
Oh, dinos.
He thought she was talking about dinos. She said NBA Finals. He said, dinos? Question mark. And she responded.
And she's like, yes.
Dinos.
Name one team playing in the NBA Finals.
I'm a dino?
Okay, dinos.
So this is where it started, so that's a no for one. But I'm going to say that both of them are gay in this case.
Okay. What do they sell at Ulta?
Concealer.
What?
Concealer.
Concealer, yep. Right. Yep. Who is Scottie Schieffer?
Who's
who? Scottie Schieffer?
Oh, no.
Okay, that's okay. What magazine do they give you at the Broadway shows?
Hamilton?
Let me ask you a question, seriously. Do gay people constantly have a throbbing headache? Because the music...
No, this is their white noise. This is their calm.
Oh, my God.
I know. Isn't it wild?
I would have thought the worst part about being gay for me would have been having to put another man's penis in me. But I think that this music is maybe worse than that, even.
Yeah, and like, just this on a loop with a drink in hand and bopping.
If I were to go gay, I would start a new thing where I put two penises in my ears at the same time to drown out all this other noise. Because this
what magazine do they give you at the Broadway shows?
Hamilton? Hamilton? You said Broadway shows?
Yeah, what magazine did they give you?
Hamilton?
Yeah, sure, whatever.
Vanessa. Whatever, you idiot.
Vanessa has no patience. She loves the gays, but has no patience for them. Because clearly he doesn't understand.
She's like mad at him.
Okay, whatever.
Fine, whatever. You don't get it.
What body part is Sydney Sweeney best known for?
Barty part?
I don't know. What? I don't think any of these questions have come out clean, by the way.
Sydney Sweeney best known for?
Her tits.
Well, that's an unfair question, because that one, I do feel, like we've said, everyone loves boobs.
Everyone loves boobs. Gay or straight, gay, man straight, or woman.
I think gay guys may even like boobs more than straight guys, yeah. Because they love, they're squishy. They're kind of like those Neato squishies everyone likes these days, right?
Her boobies.
Yes, yes.
Her boobies!
Oh, boy. Vanessa,
that's right.
Hey, Vanessa, I sent you $150 of drinking money this weekend.
You did?
How much of that did you go through?
Honestly, I don't know. But a lot of that was for the Uber.
Which means all of it.
A lot of it was for the Uber because the Uber was expensive. But I definitely, like...
I didn't send. It wasn't for Uber. That was all for drinks. That's why.
It also helped my Uber situation.
I didn't want to help your Ubers.
Well,
I wanted that all to be
two shots and a drink and a drink.
Okay. Two shots and a drink and a drink.
Okay.
Wow.
Yeah. So that's Vanessa was at Pride this weekend.
It's
if
like
you're just joining,
answers questions.
Exactly. Yeah.
And one.
When I ask my kids why they don't want dinner, they say the exact same thing. I had two snacks and a drink and a drink.
Yeah.
So anyway, so Vanessa was hammered, and here she is trying to figure out if this guy's gay. Do we even have to go on with the game? The guy's clearly gay.
His name, I think they're all just gay.
Right when he said Jalen, I knew he was gay. So
okay. What is the main ingredient in quiche?
In quiche?
Yeah.
Oh, I have no idea.
It's okay. Blah, blah, blah. Where am I in this question? In the bedroom, what is the Alfie Tower?
The Alfie Tower.
So once again, the question was, in the bedroom, what is the Eiffel Tower? And this is how Vanessa asked it.
In the bedroom, what is the Alfie Tower?
The Eiffel Tower is two men holding hands,
whoa.
Right?
Whoa.
I don't know. I've never
two people
done
holding
it.
Hands.
Okay.
People holding hands over someone giving
okay. Is that okay for radio?
Why is she asking him? No. I'm amazed that he was so comfortable and able to answer that question.
Yeah,
that's so, in his domain.
Yeah, like that one he answered crystal clear. Got the textbook definition of the Eiffel Tower, even being asked what the Alfie Tower is.
Please keep that. Okay. Who is Rambo?
Rambo? Isn't that a cowboy, Rambo?
I don't know. What type of clothes are capris?
Capris are like mini shorts. They're like a little bit longer than shorts.
Okay. All right.
So she sounds like she's getting drunker as
she
the questions
is
go on. So the guy thinks Rambo's a cowboy, but he knows what capris are. So, like, you know, we don't know. How many more
I
questions?
I love that he looks at her like, is that right? And she just goes, I don't know.
Yeah, Vanessa, you didn't know the answer? You didn't know the answer to any of these questions?
I did to some of them.
Right.
And then,
which ones did you know?
Sweetney?
Sydney Sweeney, she's saying. Let's translate.
Ulta.
Oh, yeah, you knew the Ulta one.
What does Al Michaels do?
Just what?
Al Michaels?
Al Michaels?
I think so, yeah.
Michaels?
Any straight man would know what Al Michaels does. Legendary
sports
football broadcaster. One of the finest, sweetest voices out there in the world. But Vanessa didn't know this one.
Michaels is a f***ing, a craft store, right?
That is the way a gay man would answer that. What does Al Michaels do? It's a craft store.
That's where I had my last Eiffel Tower.
Right.
I don't know. What football team is the Dallas?
It's the Dallas.
Oh, man.
Is he going to talk about Dallas, the TV show?
I think so. Oh. What football team is the Dallas?
What football team is the Dallas?
So which one?
The Dallas. What football team
Cowboys.
Is the
Cowboys.
Oh.
Definitely gay.
Well, he loves Cowboys.
Yeah. If anything was the indicator that he's gay, it's the fact he was able to pull the Dallas Cowboys.
Oh, Cowboys!
Oh, boy. Omar, you're getting so many great drops here.
I know.
Cowboys! Are you gay or are you nay?
I'm gay.
Wow, shock. What a shock.
wow, really.
I'm glad we did the game.
What a twist. I didn't see that coming, huh?
I think Cowboys, are you gay or nay, is the perfect soundbite for the NFL season.
Gay ass. How many boyfriends have you had?
Three.
Oh, yeah.
Vanessa, this is
jealous. Why is she asking all these questions?
I don't know. The game ends at are you gay or nay, but she kept going.
Are you having fun at Pride?
I'm having a great time, yeah.
And why do you want to tell the people?
Have a good Pride. Be safe.
Okay, I don't know what he said. Take a shot.
I don't know what he said.
There's so many more of these, but we'll have to spread them out throughout this entire week. Because
I'm so glad we can spread them out.
It's too much. Too much. We're going to spread wide like a good Alfie Tower.
Alfie.
So there you have it. More show, believe it or not, after your killers. Nice job, Vanessa.
It's
the way some people feel on this Monday morning. Good morning. Welcome to your K-Rock. Lots of stuff already happened today and still much more to get to, including the first name to go on a brand new list. Destination number 3 puts you in Virginia Beach with Sublime, and you will get yourself tickets to see them in San Diego. So guaranteed show once, potentially 2 shows coming up in less than 20 minutes. First name to go on a brand new list. Congratulations to the winner of the Foo Fighters trip. That was Vanessa from Northridge. She won that trip earlier this morning, and you'll have an opportunity to start a brand new list with us in moments here on K-Rock. And then Jacob Givens will be stopping by. He's got his Gen X festival that's happening. What's the thing called, Jake? I know that you and this guy are like boys.
Gen X Fest
is what it's called. And he'll be stopping by, Jacob Givens, from internet fame and a huge fan of all things K-Rock, K-Rock music, 90s music.
He's the 90s music grunge. Reaction guy, right?
Yeah, and I think in some ways he's helped to revitalize the genre because of the amount of passion he has. So he'll be coming to the studio to hang with us a little bit later this morning as well. And then Lifetime Achievement nominees for summer things that are worthy of Lifetime Achievement Awards.
What a busy morning, and all before your magic has kicked in.
I'm starting to feel a little, I think there may be some MDMA in there. Or something, because I'm starting to feel a little like giddy more than I normally would be.
Don't look at me.
Want to get more pregnant or no?
No.
Do you have any visuals when you shut your eyes?
What's that now?
Do you have any visuals when you shut your eyes?
Not yet. But I plan on.
I don't know what you would see anyway. Yeah. You never dream.
No, I don't.
I don't think you really have visions.
I don't have dreams. I'm a very motivational guy.
Yeah, we can see.
So anyway, if you were just joining us, I'm on a, Allie had 2 pills in her hands. One of them was a prenatal vitamin, and one of them was a pill full of magic and a mix of other things. And she was going to let us know if she was pregnant or not. I thought, to be honest, she was going to be taking the magic pill. You'd be the one all messed up right now. But then as a result, you took the prenatal, Allie's pregnant, and I'm on magic.
Yeah, so. I think it's great to just do a pivot and make sure that someone's on magic today.
So Funner Summer is officially underway, at least in this room. Lots to get to. We take a quick break. People saying, once again, Vanessa has outdone herself. Year 2, even funnier than year 1. Someone said I had to turn the volume all the way down on my car radio and rip the knob off because that was the loudest I've ever heard Vanessa. But I get it.
She had to talk over the music.
She had a lot to compete with. So we'll come back after this quick break. When we return, we've got your ADD news to get to. We've got your spot on that new standby boarding list to get into some Sublime. And Jake is talking to people out and about to welcome our international visitors that are all coming to Southern California this week for the launch of the World Cup. That'll all be after this on K-Rock. K-Rock, Klein Alley Show. Coming up next hour, Jacob Givens will be hanging out with us in the K-Rock studios to talk about all things Gen X Fest, a celebration of what he believes to be the finest decade of music ever, the 90s, and we'll get into that coming up a little bit later on the show today. Plus, he'll be battling our own resident Gen X quote expert who never is wrong about anything, Jake the Nerd, who claims that he knows more about music and more about Gen X stuff and more about the 90s than anyone else, and Jake will go toe-to-toe against a man that he claims is a friend, but they will become mortal enemies as they battle it out for something that we are calling the Gen X Factor here on K-Rock.
Hey,
that's coming up a little bit later. And then, of course, as soon as we're done with this, your news, we get you on that standby list so you can go see Sublime in Virginia Beach and tickets to see them right here at Petco Park in Southern California. That'll be down in San Diego. All right, that's all coming up. But first, your news.
Grab your Adderall. It's time for ADD News.
There will be a lot of celebrating in Madison Square Garden if the Knicks win the NBA championship. There will also be nuptial celebrating happening there later this summer because Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce are getting married at Madison Square Garden. A bunch of the details came out this weekend about their wedding. It's not like really care about them getting married, but it's interesting to see two massive celebrities and what they choose to do for their wedding. This is a very unique type of venue to choose for any wedding, I think. They have 1,200 people on their guest list. They're all signing NDAs. The invitations were sent out via text. No save the dates, no paper trail, because they expected people would intercept the mail just to find out who is being invited to this wedding. At MSG, there are no windows from which photographers can shoot pictures of the event. There's also an underground parking area so that guests can enter and exit without paparazzi. And there will also be street closures to make sure that nobody tries to infiltrate the event. And a lot of people, even Taylor Swift fans, are saying that this is a real look at me.
I'm surprised event. For multiple reasons. I mean, both of these people professionally spend so much of their lives in arenas and stadiums.
Totally.
That you would think that if you're going to do something that you, quote, only do once in your lifetime.
I thought it'd be like storybook away from it all kind of a thing. Yeah, not like castles. Right in the middle of everything.
Yeah, so it seems a little surprising. Now, everyone does whatever's good for them. And maybe they looked at the guest list and they go, wow, we have way too many friends and too many people we have to invite. So we're going to need a stadium to accommodate everyone, but it just seems weird that if that is how you spend so much of your life, in and out, both of
them. She's performed there 8 times.
Yeah, and I mean, that guy's on the road constantly going into giant stadiums his entire career, so you would think that maybe your wedding, you do the exact opposite.
I know, and also I just feel like, yes, an arena or a stadium, they have that energy around sports and music events, but when it's not one of those, it just feels like such a stale environment. But I guess when you're that rich, you can create any vibe you want.
Right. I'm sure they'll bring in a few dozen roses. Sounds expensive, right, Allie?
Right, just a few dozen.
I got a guy who stands by the Hollywood Park Cemetery. He'll get you a good deal on flowers.
I also think that half this stuff they won't even have to pay for, because I'm sure all of these companies are offering free stuff to them.
Sure.
Just so you can say who, you know, flowers provided by blah. Can't even name one flower company, but you know what I mean.
But if, also if you're, you know, a baker and you get a call that says, hey, can you do a cake? It's for the Swift
wedding.
We need
a penis cake for Taylor Swift.
It's a giant penis cake. They've got a great sense of humor.
They just take every trope.
You could say sure, it's free, but wouldn't you much rather be like, all right, $5 million, they'll pay it.
Right. Yeah, I'm sure they would offer to pay if there's something they sought out, but I'm sure there's a million companies that are just offering to give them free stuff. Yeah. But I mean, you've been to a million weddings, Omar, and DJed a million weddings. Doesn't this seem like a strange, you know, convergence of different things?
Well,
I mean, they're artsy people, man. I mean, what are you going to do when they have a bunch of money? This sounds like, you know, a lot of people with, you know, just a bunch of money that they're just going to do weird stuff.
If they reached out to you to DJ,
yeah,
would you do it for free just so that the word would be out that DJ Omar Khan DJed the Taylor Swift wedding, or would you hit him up and really stick it to him?
No, dude, I would charge them, I'm sure they want all kinds of top-notch lighting and stuff. No, I would charge them through the nose, man.
Okay, so regular rates plus on top.
Yeah,
okay.
Absolutely.
Make sure that you play the Macarena.
Oh, yeah.
If you end up DJing.
Nothing but, just on a loop, over and over again.
Can you imagine? They're just doing that at Madison
4 hours
Square
of Macarena.
All right, more Waymos are being used to commit crimes, and also some of them are blocking first responders. There's a couple of stories. One of them is probably the most San Francisco story you will ever hear. A man who stole a bunch of yoga pants, then went on the loose and got into a Waymo and got away through Waymo. So he stole the yoga pants and used the Waymo as his getaway car, which those things don't really move that fast. So and they would stop for anyone. So I don't see why you would even choose that, but it seems that they got away with it. And then there was an apartment fire that went on for blocks, and this Waymo stopped first responders from getting to it because it was failing to make a 3-point turn.
Newly released body camera video showing a Waymo self-driving taxi interfering with first responders as they race to a massive and deadly natural gas explosion in Dallas. A police officer struggling to move the car.
This call may be recorded for quality assurance.
So he's going up to the Waymo, using the Waymo to call for, you know, for help.
Yes, you need to move this car ASAP, please.
And they said, you need to move it. So then he had to get into the car and move the Waymo out of the way so that the first responders could get in. And the Waymo was trying to make a three-point turn, but then stopped when it saw the emergency vehicles and just, like...
Listen, I understand.
I'm out.
This morning, as you guys know, I was stalled getting here because on Highland, it was all backed up. I couldn't figure out what was going on. A Waymo had tried to make the right turn onto Hollywood Boulevard, which is closed for some sort of a movie premiere. And I guess their maps were not updated to know that. So the Waymo was going to take Hollywood. I guess it started to make the turn only to realize there was a giant barricade there. And no one would, like, back up to let the Waymo back into traffic. So it just kind of blocked an entire lane this morning.
I hate him so much.
And as I was going to my yelling, going, how am I so backed up? It's Monday morning. How could it be this bad? And then I pull up and I see it's a stupid Waymo that's got his ass sticking out and blocking a lane of traffic.
Yeah, I know. I've been stuck behind two Waymos that were stuck. And then it's like, no one's going to fix that situation.
Nope.
There's nobody who can make it happen. All right, we had several bear attacks to report. A guy from San Diego was hiking in Montana when he was attacked by a grizzly and dragged by the arm for 20 feet, needed three surgeries to get it fixed up.
A California man who survived a recent grizzly bear attack at Montana's Glacier National Park is sharing his story, and it is terrifying. Minutes after Daniel Crago of San Carlos snapped this smiling selfie, he noticed a bear cub pass pretty close by. That's when he spotted a larger grizzly 15 feet above him.
I said, hey, bear, and it... As soon as it looked right up at really? Me, it charged at me.
I would have, too.
That's what Vanessa said in West Hollywood this weekend, too. Hey, bear.
And leaped, and you could hear the roar. And I just stuck my arm up, kind of thought, like, this is it.
The bear locked onto Crago's arm, crushing it, and dragged him for more than 20 feet before finally letting go.
And this is weeks after somebody in Florida got killed by a bear. And there was a bear attack in Romania, too.
Bear caught on camera in Romania after a tourist reportedly stopped to feed the animal. The mama bear with the cub at her side lunges at the driver, a Bulgarian native who suffered serious bite wounds.
Oh my goodness.
To his arm when the bear nearly pulled him from the car.
And that's a bear pulling somebody out of a vehicle.
Well, there you have it. No one's listening to Jake's advice, which is find a dumpster and jump in it.
And then say, hey, bear,
I'm in a dumpster. Good luck getting in here. Even though we always see bears in dumpsters. They love dumpsters.
They love it.
That's only half of it.
Code 20. Let's get into a brand new hour of the show right now by making you a winner. We have tickets for you to go see Sublime at the Petco Park event called Field of Dreams. Allie, that pill is starting to kick in on me
pretty hard right now.
I feel my eyes dilating as we speak. I've got magic coursing through my veins. Code 20, we get you into that show and then get you on a standby list so you can go see them again. Sublime, that is. In Virginia Beach, it is K-Rock's Road Trip USA. Speaking of tripping, that's happening to me right now. So it'll be a very eventful hour of the show.
Woo!
As we get into it next after The Offspring on K-Rock.